Blog Talk Radio.
I've changed the presets in my truck so those old songs don't sneak up. They still.
Everyone, I was kind of playing with my switchboard a little. Tonight we have Ron Eckert on the show. That will be a really interesting interview. I think it will be. And I am so behind with my self-specific people that I am a very, very bad self-specific this week. I'm a very bad soap roster this week. I mean, I didn't mean to, but it just feels like May is going on and on and on, and there you have it. You know, it's May, and then next month, we all know, it's June because it's my birthday. And the question is, do I want to be the age that I'm going to be tuning, or do I want to not be the age I'm tuning? That is the key answer for another day. But, you guys, we have a very special guest. Ron Eckert has been in the movie Continental, Permanent Record, and he was on CSI Miami. And so we are bringing him on right now. Hi, Ron. Welcome to Daytime After Dark.
Hi, Carly. Thanks for the welcome. Glad to be here.
Oh,
thank you.
No problem. And like I said in the intro, you were on CSI Miami, which I love. I love all the detective shows. How was it being on CSI Miami?
That was a great. It was great. How you couldn't. It was an amazing experience. I got to work all day face to face with Sean Combs, P. Diddy, and they just, they took me in and treated me like a star, and the other cast members were playing jokes on me. Were playing jokes back and forth, and it was just a really great, a great day, a great time to be on CSI Miami.
Well, I thought you were really good on it, and you know I love CSI Miami, and I was sad when it ended because I thought it was a really good show, but. I guess really no shows go on forever, which is not really good, but, you know, CSI Miami did have a good one, people. You know, I gotta say that. But what
well, there was,
really
yeah, there the CSI, you know, Vegas, Miami, they, you know, there was several versions, so, yeah, it was a good formula. Formula worked.
Well, yeah, I mean, and they have so many formulas now, like Mono to SVU and One Chicago. I mean, they have so many Chicago, Miami. I'm waiting for Seattle to get something. I know we have Grey's Anatomy, but it's not called, you know, Seattle yet. So until they come up with, like, a Seattle crime show, I'm not going to be happy with. But what made me so amazing is you were in the movie Continental, and that movie blew me away. That movie still blows me away. I only can see it during the day because I don't know. For some reason at night, it really freaks me out when the lights are off and it's totally dark. And, you know, that movie was I feel like everyone was in that movie. It was all-star cast. So how was that movie? How was being in that movie?
That was the peak of being treated. They just treated me like a superstar. I had to pinch myself constantly on, getting to work on Collateral with Tom Cruise and Michael Mann. It just had to keep pinching myself. Like, I can't even believe this is real. And, they did it up right. You know, I had my own driver. I had my own wardrobe, my own hair and makeup and just everything. And I went to set that day. And I went where I always go. When I get a job, I usually sit in craft services, and that's where all the snacks are. And I'm sitting there with the grips and the other rest of the crew. And this nice young girl comes around and she asks me, she didn't ask me, she informs me that this is craft services. And I just said, yeah, thanks. You know, I can kind of tell by the M&Ms here where it's craft services. And so she goes on and she comes back a little while later and informs me again that this is craft services. And I'm just thinking to myself, she must think I'm an idiot. I know this is craft services. This is where I get my snacks. And so then she comes back a third time and she asks if I would like to see my dressing room. And I was just blown away. It's like, I've got a dressing room. Yes, I'd like to see that. And it was this incredible suite at the Renaissance Hotel, and it had floor-to-ceiling glass and a view of downtown Los Angeles, and it was just just amazing. They just really, really treat you like a superstar when you work with Michael Mann. So that was it was quite an experience.
Well, I like that movie, but did you get any one-on-one time with Jamie Foxx? I love Jamie Foxx. And since
I love
you guys
Jamie Foxx too.
Both in the same movie, you know, that is just really cool. The thought of Jamie Foxx and yourself in a movie together. And then you put Tom Cruise in it and Zeta Pickett Smith, you're kind of there also. Yeah.
There are a lot of big names. Yeah, I didn't get to meet Jamie. But just a little Jamie Foxx news. He's working with my friend Fran Drescher right now, and they've got a video out about Cancer Schmancer, Fran's foundation. And so he's very entertaining in that and educational, helps us think about what we actually put into our bodies.
Well, I think you did a great job. I thought that movie should maybe, you know, have a sequel. I always thought, they should, you know, do a second one and call it Collateral Damage Part 2. Oh,
yeah.
Or something. I always thought that, but you were also on the TV series Sutherland, and that was a really, really good TV show. I really liked it. So how was that for you?
Well, Southland was great. I showed up to work that morning, and we shot at the golf course here in Los Angeles over at Griffith Park. And I'm at my – of course, there's no – you know, we're on a studio. We're on location, so we've all got trailers. But I did get my own trailer. That was nice. And I got there extra early just to run lines and go over my, you know, what I'm doing. And I got a knock at the door, and it was Michael, the star. And he came, you know, I invited him in, and he asked if I wanted to run lines. I'm like, are you kidding? In my head, I'm thinking, this never happens. This star never visits the guest star. This just never happens. And I said, well, yeah, let's do that. So we came in, we ran lines, and I said, well, you want to talk to the director? So we got up, we went over to the director's trailer, we went in, we talked, we came up with, we didn't really come up with a plan, but we set some parameters, and I just asked, you know, how far I could go, and he said, don't worry about it. If you go too far, I'll reel you in. And I said, oh, buddy, you don't know what you just agreed to. And so we had a lot of fun on set, just pushing the limits that day. And of course, it's all, you know, it all got edited out, but we had fun. So it was a good time.
Well, you know, I think you need to be in daytime. I've been thinking this over for the last, oh, couple of days, and I think really you should, you know, try. You haven't done daytime yet, so I really think, you know, you should throw your hat in daytime. I think you would be really good into daytime. My pick would be for you, probably Young Restless O'Day, or Xenia Hospital. Xenia Hospital, you could come in as a really bad guy. Yeah.
I would love
I just
that.
can't. Well, and it's funny that you haven't, you know, done daytime yet, and you've done all these great movies and TV shows. And when I was doing my research, yes, people, I do research. And it surprised me that you haven't been on any soap. And I'm like, okay, I gotta fix this. This doesn't feel right. So in my head, I feel like you know, this needs to be corrected. And so I'm like, wait a moment, he should be on, you know, something because, you know, daytime really need them. So in my opinion, daytime people, if you're listening, hire Ron, and if you don't, then you're gonna be really in trouble with me. But you will also before I let David and Bobby on, because if I don't let David and Bobby talk to you, I will be dead. But how about doing Paradise Drive? How was that? Because you were on a couple episodes of that. So how was that? And
Oh,
actually,
Paradise. Yeah, that.
you played your same name on Paradise Drive, which I find really funny. Huh.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Paradise Drive was a hoot. Oh geez. Yeah, I was recurring on that were several episodes. And well, and I still get letters from Europe. First, it's playing somewhere in Europe, and I'm getting fan mail. It was just so much fun. I got to play a homeless person in a trailer park, and like a rundown, like just like you know, the stereotypical, the trailer park that all the stereotypes are about. It was you know, just really great people and just great characters in this place called Paradise Drive. And yeah, it was just the crazy ideas that came out of that show were so much fun. And still to this day, everybody that was on that are just like family. We still keep in touch and support each other. So yeah, it was fun to be. They really let us participate and give story ideas. And the episode with the when they're baking, that was I passed that idea on to the writers, and it actually came from something that happened in high school. When my brother, he was in home economics, and he was in there to meet the girls, and the rest of us were in shop class because guys didn't take home ec back then. But he's like, "Are you kidding me? I get to be with the girls and I get to eat. I'm in home ec." So he's in home ec, and they're making bread, and they're making all these different kinds of bread. And my brother decides he's going to ask how to make dill bread. And so he asks the teacher, and then he says to her, it's like, "Well, if I'm going to make a good dill bread, don't I need a good dill dough?" And so she starts talking about a good dildo. And so that's where that all came from.
I think that is really, really, really funny. I better bring on David because I don't want to be in trouble. Yeah. Hey, Cad. It's me.
Hello, Cardi. Hey, Ryan. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm doing real great. Thanks for coming on the show again.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Yeah. I love Claro. That's one of my favorite Tom Cruise movies. What was he like to work with Tom Cruise?
He was amazing. When I first met him, I was walking down a hallway in the Renaissance Hotel, and thank goodness he was carrying a beagle puppy. And this puppy just melted my heart, and I just smiled, and then immediately we had something, you know, in common, this puppy. Because if I had just run into Tom Cruise all by himself, I would have been speechless and starstruck and would have tripped over myself and probably, you know, been injured in some way. But he was carrying around this puppy, and that broke the ice. That did. That worked magic.
Yeah. You were great in CSI Miami. I think you were great too in that. So.
Thanks. Yeah, that was like all day face to face with Sean Combs. That was a very memorable day.
Yeah. What was he like, Sean P. Diddy? What was he like?
Really, really hardworking guy. Just nice way. I really expected like a whole like entourage and bodyguard and, you know, the whole like thing. And no, when I first saw him, I pulled up and parked, and I saw just this guy walking in just gray sweats and all by himself. I thought that kind of looks like Sean Combs, but that couldn't possibly be him because he doesn't have an entourage. And, well, turns out it was. And so, yeah, he was just really, really diligent, really hardworking. That's what I remember most, is he really just buckled down and dug in and really worked hard that day.
Wow. Hey, big guy, yeah. Also, want to thank you for suggesting Tom for the show. Can't wait to get him on the show, Tom.
My buddy Tom, yeah.
Yeah. Well, can you tell us something about him that we don't know about?
Well, yeah, I could tell you that he mixes a mean peach margarita, I'll tell you that. I used to live at Hill Haven Lodge in Beverly Hills, and we would throw these parties, and Tom would often attend, and it was packed with stars from the 70s, my uncle / manager, Alan Carr, was his house, and so they were all his, well, my friends, mostly his friends. But one friend we shared was Angie Dickinson, and the minute Angie, well, if anybody remembers, she's, you know, policewoman,
Yeah, definitely.
She's had, she's had, well, she changed television.
I know, yes.
And, as soon as Tom would see Angie, he'd mix up two peach margaritas and bring them over to us. And then we'd sit in front of that fireplace at Hillhaven Lodge and just let the party start.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm a big Angie Dixon fan. I love her. I had a crush on her. What was she like? She's like, he did a little bit about her.
Oh, there isn't a finer example of humanity. She is just such a beautiful person inside and out, and so humble. When she would come to the parties, one of my favorite Angie Dickinson stories, she used to show up, and she would drive this old, like, 80s blue Honda Prelude. And she would just love to drive it. She said, "Yeah, I know it's not very fancy, but it's fun. I love to drive it." So, you know, she was very wasn't caught up on with being a star and all that. So she'd drive that blue Prelude over, and then we'd have our party, and she'd drive it home. And one thing she did that really touched my heart was after Alan Carr died, she didn't. There wasn't, you know, she didn't make a big fuss. She wasn't calling in but she did what she did that left a lasting impression I'll never forget was she wrote a letter to Alan, Uncle Alan, and left it on the gate. Didn't tell anyone she was coming. She just left it on the gate, and that's where I found it. And it was a personal letter to him. And she, you know, just wanted to express how much she was going to miss him.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I could go on and on, asking me questions about it as other people come on. Thank you for answering my questions.
Oh, my pleasure.
Oh, yeah, and before we bring on Bobby, we really want to thank you for getting Tom on the show. Now, that will be another amazing interview. So what David did, so I'm giving David all the credit. So
Tom's amazing. He's got he's just an amazing person. He's got such a story, and he'll be a great interview. So
so thank you for that. And now I'm bringing on Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, Bobby.
Hey. How are you guys? How are you doing tonight?
Great. How are you doing?
Oh, great. I'm just enjoying this weather outside here in North Carolina, and it's fortunate enough, this is one of the rarest Fridays we had this year where it's been nice without it raining all the time.
Well, thank goodness for that.
Yeah, I know. It's been a little hot, but that's a different story. Kind of used to it this time of year. But I was going to say, speaking of North Carolina, you got a chance to work with a North Carolina native on CSI Miami named Emily Proctor. And I think...
Yes.
And she was a good actress and everything else. So what was it like working with her, and what was it like working with Eva LaRue, who I know from All My Children?
Well, Emily was, what was the other name?
Eva LaRue, because she was on All My Children for a while as Maria.
Yeah.
Oh, I have to remember. I remember Emily, it's early in the morning, I get there and I go sit in hair and makeup, and Emily comes in and she starts pretending like she's one of the girls that does the hair. And she started playing with my hair, playing this whole joke on me. And I just didn't get it until finally I figured out. It's like, oh, geez, you're one of the stars and I am stupid. But, so they like to They like to play their little pranks over there.
Yeah, they were pranksters, I guess. And you worked with Tom Cruise, correct me if I'm wrong. Did you work with Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Now, I know that David probably answered this question for me, but what was it like to actually work with him? Because I know that Tom been in the headlines for a different reason since the Oprah interview, but what was it like working with him before that incident?
Oh, let's see. I don't remember where it falls up. Maybe it was before. It might have been after. The thing that was so impressive about the chemistry between Michael Mann and Tom Cruise. Now, before I ever showed up on set, I read the script, and I still have it to this day. I know my lines. I got them memorized, and I'm there with the crew and Michael Mann, and Tom comes in and so he just asks Michael Mann. He goes, "So, you know, what am I saying here? What should I say?" And Michael Mann he'd say to him, "Okay, come in and say something like," and he'd tell him what he wanted to say, Tom would come in, he'd deliver the line, and the amazing thing is, when you go back and you read the script and you compare it to the movie, it's word mm-hmm. for word to the script. It's amazing. You wouldn't think you could make that happen in a million years, but that's the kind of chemistry they have. And I'm sure, you know, Tom had read it many times and had it nearly memorized, because there's just no way you could give that kind of performance without putting in the work. So that was the other really impressive thing that sticks out to me, is how that project all came together.
Yeah. Well, I definitely have learned a lot from you tonight, and I'm definitely will let you get back to the interview, and I'm going to probably be sticking around for a few more minutes, Carly, because it's one of my rare times I will stick around with you guys, because it's been a while.
Well, thanks
so,
for joining us.
Have a good night. Yeah. So,
you too.
So you have a good night. All right.
Perfect, Bobby. Is there anything else you want to ask him?
No. I think he just covered everything that I just needed to know about his experience on CSI and with working with Tom Cruise. Because I think most of the questions have been already answered for me by David and by himself already. So we just
I can ramble.
Okay, Bobby, you did a really good job. I'm putting you on hold.
Okay.
Bye, Bobby.
But before we go, I gotta know this little fun fact. What is in your refrigerator right now? America wants to know. You know, this is a new little game I've decided that I'm playing. I thought it'd be fun. What's in your refrigerator?
What's the what now?
Or do you have nothing in your refrigerator?
Oh, in the refrigerator?
Yep. Is it full? Is it empty? Is it not stocked up at all?
Oh, geez, that refrigerator is packed. It's got, there's all kinds of stuff in there. You never know. My friends just kind of drop by and they're always welcome to eat whatever's in there. So there's a lot of stuff in there.
Well, see, I think some guys just never go shopping, and then they go to their refrigerator, and then they look in the refrigerator, and there's nothing. You know, kind of like sometimes I do. I don't go grocery shopping forever, and then I'm hungry. And then I go to my refrigerator, and there's nothing because I haven't been to the store. So that's why I'm kind of curious, in your little mind, do you like to be stocked up? Or are you the kind of person that, you know, you can just wait until you want out of everything and then you go to the store?
I go in phases of both directions. You know, I get in this mood where I don't want to leave the house, not even to go grocery shopping. And I think maybe that's probably how I get it stocked just as stuffed as it can be, so I don't have to go for a very long time.
Well,
but yeah, there
I
comes that day when there's just nothing.
Well, no, when there's nothing, you get kind of freaked out. And like in the summertime, it doesn't bother me because it's summer and, you know. But if it's like cold and it's wintertime, then I'm like, okay, that is not a good feeling. But we would love to have you back anytime, David and I, and Bobby. I cannot forget Bobby. Would love to have you back anytime. And please let us know if you're going to be doing any upcoming projects. Because like we say we want to put you to work. You should, you know, is there any upcoming projects coming up?
There's stuff we're working on behind the scenes, as, you know, as always. It's going to be in the... I guess the reality television realm, and sort of with real estate. I've been building and flipping houses for years, and so there's a way to put all that together. So we'll see what happens.
Well, please come back. We really want you to come back. David and I really want you to come back, and Bobby. So please come back anytime today, time after dark.
Oh, thank you so much. I haven't stopped smiling since we started, so it'll be fun. Thanks for having me.
Okay, have a good night.
You too. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye, David. Bobby. Carly. Bye.
Bye.
That was a great interview.
Hi,
Joe
guys.
Did he say
he would come back?
Yes.
He'll come back. He'll be back soon, I'm sure.
Okay, we are doing another 15 minutes because... David and I have been really bad this week with our soap bossing. We are very bad people. And when I say we, it's both of us because David not caught up on the soaps, right, David?
No, I'm not caught up. I'm on my day that
And I'm not caught
everything.
Up. What about you, Bobby?
I'm... Not caught up, but I just was going to text you yesterday after hearing what happened on the morning news, if there were any break-ins or breaking news as far as a press conference by that guy or anything like that yesterday that interfered with the soaps.
Down, Richard, down.
what the breaking news about?
Well, as far as him talking about immigration and stuff like that, if that,
I just want to say that anyone that has watched Zenu this week on Monday when they have the memorial, okay, are soaps trying to make me cry on purpose? Is there like this theory to make Carly cry, you two? Because I lost it. I just cried for a whole hour, and it was really good. Did you guys see Monday in the hospital?
Yep, I did.
I haven't got a chance yet to watch it, but But I think after what we have seen with some of the actors winning the daytime Emmy, now I'll give you credit where credit is due. I felt that Harry Aaron's performance from the Me Too storyline was probably okay, but not as good as what Eden McCoy's performance was with the whole storyline and the love triangle between her, Cameron, and Oscar leading up to Oscar's death. Because, I mean, in my opinion, I think Eden should have won that daytime. I mean, I'll give credit where credit is due to Chloe and Haley. They did pretty good. And I also, as much as we hate Mara West as Ava, I thought this was going to be her year for the Emmy. I'll give credit where credit is due to Jacqueline. She did a great job and had a great storyline on board with you.
I don't hate Ava.
But,
I'm Ava fan.
And that's the second thing I want to bring up, people. I want to talk about the Emmy really quick because we haven't been on AO to do it. I just want to say, I want to put on record here that I was so happy about Mooney Spinard winning.
Well, was a good night for him.
I will speak for Maggie. Bobby, Maggie, isn't here tonight because her eye is hurting. So
right.
Just hope and pray she gets back.
She'll be back soon. But I think I text you and her the next day that Maurice won the daytime Emmy because I said, because like half the Emmy wins went to General Hospital as far as stars go. There was and as far as the categories were going and I think YR had best show, and I think with the recent storyline with Neil and the Chris All St. John tribute, I'm sure that's going to get a lot of attention at next year's Emmy as well.
I don't know.
No,
I agree with that. They were terrible last year.
YR
was terrible last year.
I thought Eden McCoy was going to get it. I really thought... Yeah, but I think next year it will be Eden's year. I am very disappointed because I will say this, Laura got robbed.
Well, tomorrow, but
Laura got robbed. You know, and I even will say for David's sake, Laura got robbed because I really don't know what the hell Steffi did last year, but thank Bill Spencer to get an Emmy.
Right, and most of the work that Jacqueline Woods did as Steffi came with just this whole baby storyline with her, Hope, Flo, and Shauna.
I mean, no disrespect to Kyle, no disrespect, Bill, but I was counting on Oscar O'Cameron getting it. I really thought one of the General Hospital boys were going to bring that home. And the biggest disappointment for me, and it was laughable, and I don't know if you guys will agree, when I heard YNR won for Best Soap, and when I saw Mel Young up there, it made me violently sick.
Me too.
Mel Young is one of the reasons why my husband is no longer on the suit. He stopped writing for Kristoff. He let Doug Davidson go. And yet the Emmys wanted to say, okay, you did a great job when YNR was not doing well at all in the ratings, and no one was giving a damn about it. So tell me if I'm wrong, you two.
You're not wrong. I agree with either.
Yeah.
They should not have won.
I'm the general hospital did a good job this year, and they always do good jobs around nurses all the time, or because even though I kind of was questionable about the supporting actress because of her lack of time on the show, and why was she even nominated for it? And because I think, in my opinion, it should have actually, as far as the supporting actress, should have went to Cassie the Pilot of Days of Lives, because her performance she had done on the show, despite, I mean, even though she hasn't had that much airtime as Eve going into to that time frame, since she came back after Cassie's little cancer scare.
Yeah, and another thing I don't understand about the Emmys people is, I love the tribute, I love the year in memory, but I really think my hubby deserved his own remembrance song, his own, like a whole flashback of all Neil. I think the Emmys owed it to Kristoff to give him more than a couple of pictures at the end. I was, you know, for me, you know, I think that death was so sudden, so heartbreaking, that, you know, they should have done more. And, you know, it's just like Days of Our Life. I have another problem with you guys, because Caroline has been dead in real life since December, and when in the hell are we going to find this out on screen? I mean, that does not make sense.
Right, right. Looks like they're going to play out to July, because you know how Dave's schedule is with the 6 months in advance thing, and unless NBC and Days can get together where they can just do it within a month like the other soaps, then you're going to have to wait till July or August to have that being answered.
I mean, and this whole thing on Days of Our Life with Nicole and Kristen, I'm confused, and I know you love Yvonne, David, and I'm not going to get in a fight with you about your love for Yvonne. But, I don't understand this Nicole Kristen thing. I don't. This is so far-fetched. This is more far-fetched than Marlena lying on the bed being possessed. I mean,
okay, but that was not Ryan. That was yeah.
I mean,
yes, and
you know,
I don't know whether it's her alliance with Xavier or whatever, but I thought that Nicole had turned over a new leaf. Why she's going back to her old self, especially after what happened to Holly?
Yeah, and. You know, and
but Holly not dead.
I wanted to say,
well, you know, Holly not dead.
You know, is this right now? I think all the soaps are good, but I just wanna put it out there. What does everyone think that Carly's having? What do you guys think? A girl or a boy? Bobby, you go first.
Well. I think maybe Carly will probably have a boy, because after the loss of Michael, it was pretty devastating for her, as you've seen on the show. And I know that Jocelyn didn't know Morgan that well. I'm sorry. After what happened with Morgan, I think it was kind of devastating for what through with Carly and with Michael, having to go through that after what happened with Morgan. So I think it'll probably be a boy.
What about you, David?
I think she's having a girl.
So do I.
Because
I'm doing the math here, and statistically, later in life, pregnancies, either you get a girl, oh, they could really throw us for a big thing and give us twins.
Yeah.
That'd be funny.
I mean, I just want to say that that I thought it was fitting giving Mike Max Gill the Emmy for supporting. I thought was the best thing they did. He did such a good storyline, came the Alzheimer's disease storyline with Mo, Laura, Virginia Watson, one of the supporting actors. That's why I thought those two brought home the gold with lead actress, and then, you know, but I'm glad that Kiki got it, you know, for younger. Because
right.
I don't think I would really
want to
nail it again.
Right, and I've just done some research, and I know that Harry Aaron already have an Emmy, but she might be collecting maybe a possible Teen Choice or a Kids Choice Award for her show Pretty Little Liars if she's nominated for actress in a drama, favorite actress in a drama that the teens and the kids vote for her online or whatever the situation with those awards show is. So she could be probably carrying a couple more awards with her by the end of the year.
Well, yeah, and before we go, so what are you guys doing this weekend? Oh, before we go, if you haven't seen the movie Breakthrough, go to the theater. Run to the theater and go see Breakthrough.
Yes.
I saw it Monday night. Oh, and having a hot dog at the movie, it's a very good experience, by the way. I had a hot dog over popcorn. That was a very lovely experience. But I Bobby used to go see Breakthrough. It's the best movie I've seen this year. It was so beautiful and so well done. And I really think that, we will be having Rebecca Stabs in your future. And, you know, and we are getting a lot of interviews coming up. Daytime After Dark is going to be busy than ever.
Yeah. I have one suggestion.
So, what are you guys doing this weekend? Bobby, are you taking your girlfriend out?
Actually, I'm going to just take it easy. Probably go to, well, I'm at Starbucks right now, so I'm parking outside, so I won't disturb customers. But I'm probably tomorrow going to go to the, yeah, I'm at Starbucks. I was just enjoying my s'more frappuccino. And tomorrow I'm just going to go to Chick-fil-A and get some dinner and just take it easy this weekend. Maybe catch up on a few movies I have on the DVR from that I recorded. But I do have one suggestion, like quick, of a possible future guest. I know you had her on before, Kelly Kruger, because you had her on a couple of years ago. It would be great to just have her back on the show, because it would be great for me to talk to her, because I don't think I got a chance to talk to her the last time she was on because I wasn't even part of the group.
Oh, well, yeah, I will be talking to her, but how many cups of coffee have you had today?
Huh? What did you say?
How many cups of coffee you had, do you reckon? How many cups of coffee?
I just only had one.
but how many are you going to have at Starbucks?
I'm just keeping my intake low. I just only have one cup of coffee, and besides, it's kind of, I just don't want to be up all night, so I just got a decaf.
I'm the same because Starbucks is so expensive. It's so really expensive. you know, just be careful when you go in that Starbucks because you're spending $7, $5, you know, on a coffee. So be really careful about that.
Well, the good news is with that, and this was the same grade, I had bonus points on where at, because I'm a member, I have bonus points, so I used my points up for my cup of coffee tonight, so it was free. And actually, it was a cold drink because it was warm here.
And what else are you doing this weekend, Bobby?
Well, that's it, other than church and just getting my clothes ready for next week as far as work and other stuff. That's going to be all. I'm just basically going to take it easy after I get off of work tomorrow and go to Chick-fil-A and get a chicken sandwich and a drink.
I'm gay.
Well, that's really cool. And so how is it going with the girlfriend?
It's going just great. We had a date last week. We went to Firehouse Sub last week.
Oh.
I kind of prefer Firehouse Subs over Subway. So I had fun.
So what are you doing? Anything else this weekend?
That's it. That's all. Just basically those two things. I think next weekend I'm planning to go, and I'm probably not going to call into the next Friday show. I'm planning to go to a baseball tournament next weekend here in North Carolina because it's a college baseball tournament. So I probably won't be calling in next Friday to the show. So I just want to just give you a heads up just in case. Because I know it's Memorial Day and all that stuff. And
hey,
Memorial Day weekend,
Memorial
I should say.
Next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend because I think John Ross was supposed to have a rerun. The French Open is going to be on NBC, so the only new shows are going to be on will be YNR and Bowling Green Beautiful, as far as new shows go on the networks, because John Hoffman is going to be a rerun.
Do we have a show next week because it's Memorial Weekend?
I couldn't hear you. What did you say? Holly?
What
did you say?
So we have a show next week because it's Memorial Weekend.
Well, I think with a lot of people being out of town, that might be a good idea just to take a week off. But I'm sure we'll be back. Because I really look forward to actually your birthday show in a couple of weeks, and it's going to be just very disappointed that Christoph won't be calling in because of what happened. So that's the only disappointment that your birthday show is going to be for the first time in a long time that you don't get Christoph on the show.
And remember, people, June birthdays are coming up before you know it, people.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know about you, Bobby, but I don't feel like getting old this year.
I feel the same way too, because I figure I'm going to be 44 years old next month, and I'm right now outside looking at a restaurant that's going to open up around that time, and that might be where I'm going for my birthday dinner. Is this certain restaurant that's opening up right next door to Starbucks where I'm at right now. So it would be interesting to maybe enjoy some good food and stuff like that. I'll keep you posted on that.
I'm older than all y'all. I'm older than both y'all. Oh, God.
I'm going to be turning 43.
Wow.
So, yeah, I feel old. I don't like it. David, what are you doing this weekend?
Well, tomorrow I'm having a breakfast with a friend of mine at Denny's. And then I'm probably going to catch up on some soaps and some stuff I got taped and go to church on Sunday.
My plan, I have a perfect plan. My plan this weekend is catching up on soaps. And my other plan is sleeping. I think we need a lot of sleep. So that's my plan. And remember, you guys, watch Lionel this week because something happened where Kane is naked, I guess.
And it happened already Monday. It happened Monday. It happened already.
Well, okay, I'm I'm not that you know, I'm not that I'm not that bold with Lionel, and I just want to say, the Seahawks, I'm mad at you. We got rid of Doug Baldwin, and we got rid of, oh, God, another player I love, but I can't think of the name. And so Colleen and I are happy with that. And, you know, I'm very unhappy with it. And what playoffs are you watching, Bobby?
What playoff games? What playoff? Well, I'm a little disappointed that the Carolina Hurricanes got knocked out of the Stanley Cup tournament, but I'm still keeping up with the Boston Bruins because I know there's a few people that I know that are Bruins fans, so I'm just keeping up with them, and I'm going to definitely keep up with the Warriors since that's the only team in the NBA worth watching because nobody definitely wants to see Toronto in the NBA Finals other than people who live in Canada. And nobody is that familiar with Milwaukee other than people outside of the state of Wisconsin or near the Chicago area, even though that's kind of a rival with the Bulls. Hello?
Yeah, well, I'm here. Okay. You guys, we better end this before we cut it off. But just so everyone know, Kim Kardashian, name her baby Palm West. Okay.
Oh.
That is a crazy name for a kid. That kid is gonna get teased. Naming your kid.
How about the other names that Kim has? How about the other names Kim named was weird. And besides, she is married to rapper Kanye West, and I haven't really paid that much attention because I'm not a big Kanye fan. I don't listen to that kind of music, and I think. And I just gave up on the whole Kardashian thing since the Bruce Jenner becoming Caitlyn thing.
Well, okay, you guys, we better end this up before it cuts us off. But we will be back after Memorial Day. Remember, we have a lot of shows coming up. And remember, also... to be really safe Memorial Day weekend. And if you're going to drink, don't drive. And if you're going to text, don't run over anyone in a shop driving at Lewis Grudder.
Okay.
And yeah, so we will
and one
see
more
you
thing,
all
one more
on
thing.
The
first. And one more thing, Carly. Before I go, I just want to say, if I come up with any more guests that other than Kelly that should come on the show anytime soon, I'll make sure I text you or I hit that clip from David because I really definitely would love to talk to Kelly Krueger since you had her on a few years ago, and it would be great to talk to her basically about what's going on in her life as she becomes a mom and so on and stuff, because I think it's safe to say unless she's coming back to YNR that she is available, because I know that there are certain soap stars you can't get on the show because of their scheduling conflicts and stuff.
Yep, that's Tyler. Remember, Bobby, keep retweeting my stuff. And have a good weekend, everyone. And
have a good weekend.
David, go off yourself.
Take care,
okay,
David.
Bye.
Bye, Carly.
Bye, Carly. Bye.
Bye. Thank you, Bonnie, for calling in. Bye. Bye.